This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Morning. It's your Get Serial.
Sneaky Hip Hop Fridays with AA batteries.
Make that your hashtag. That's your hashtag for life.
I'm so happy with that little title we've come up with.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But you know what else is pretty good?
Well, it's pretty good.
Our next guest. You gotta let the people know who our next guest is.
Hold on a second. I just need to take a second to appreciate the fact that this man has such a beautiful, beautiful voice.
He really does.
We were listening off air. We were having a little cheeky, sneaky preview of his new single called Say No More. Oof. And it is absolutely stunning. So please give a warm welcome to Tyne James Organ. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very good, doll.
We're doing all right, mate. We're doing all right.
Good.
So lovely to hear from you. So, first off, let me ask you, who is Tyne James Organ? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Wollongong.
From the Gong?
From the Gong. But now I live down in Melbourne. I love it down there. But I'm up in Sydney at the moment. We're just at the airport about to fly down to Adelaide for the first show of the tour.
Oh, wow. He's going global.
Jet setter already. So talk to us a little bit about yourself. Like, how did you come into music? Like, what brought you into the music scene?
For me, I grew up, my dad was a musician, and I was heavily surrounded by that within the family and everything. So that was very inspiring to me. There was nothing that was like forced in it as such. It was just like I was so surrounded by it, and it just inspired me a lot just to want to do it. And then as I got older and older, I realized it was actually something I wanted to pursue, not just as a hobby but as a career. And it's been a weird and funny journey and that, but I'm absolutely loving it thus far. So
beautiful. And obviously we were talking about how you're from the Gong. Do you find that your music is a little bit more inspired by the fact that you come from a bit more of a smaller town in comparison to Melbourne or Sydney?
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that because Wollongong, everyone thinks that it's like this real small town, but it's actually quite big, you know. I feel like my music isn't really inspired by like my surroundings in terms of like where I'm living. Like, as much as living in Melbourne is definitely changed a lot about myself. I kind of take a lot of inspiration from my family and friends. So I guess it's kind of that part of life that I'm surrounded by that inspires me the most. But yeah.
And Tyne, how does your sound, like, really particularly if we get into the deep dark bones of how you're making music, what's your process like? Because we've seen and read some great reviews from you. Like, we've got some people saying his music mixes accessibility and intimacy and honesty with subtle indie backings and his charming head turning vocal. When you're writing your song, how's your process of coming up with these amazing tracks?
Yeah, it's a funny one. It comes in waves, and like just each time I like approach writing a new song, it's different. But I spent a lot of time with a guy called Chris Collins, and we just jump in the studio. I'll virtually blurt out my life story to him, and then we just kind of start laying down like a beat and things like that, a couple of chords, and then I'll just kind of go into lyric land and just start thinking about things too much, and then it all kind of just falls out. But It's a funny process writing music, but I love it, you know.
That's amazing. Like, but honestly, like, you know, we all go there. We all go into that overthinking, and it's just amazing that you turn that into such beautiful music, because you really do make great music. Now, this debut EP of yours called Persevere, it has been long awaited. Like, people have been waiting for this. Talk to us a little bit about it. Like, what's the story behind Persevere?
Well, it's funny enough, it's so old now. Like, it's been finished for over 18 months.
Oh, my God. And you've just been holding it off.
How dare you hold on to it and not release that goodness to the world?
Definitely not me that was holding it off. I'll tell you that.
Well, what was stopping you, though, like, in terms of, like, why, do you know why you kept putting it off? Was it just a creative thing?
I signed with a label, I guess the whole process of release and the plants and everything like that, that changes a lot. And whilst it's like it was hard at times to kind of hold on to music that I was so keen to get out, because that's the thing now with everything that's out, people think that that's where I'm at in my life, but I'm so far past that. I'm in a whole different like journey of everything, and my writing is just so much different, even though this is just very fresh for everyone's ears. But yeah, so
100%, yeah. And so obviously, we were talking just before about your single "Say No More," and I did give Alex a little bit of a sneaky preview because I wanted him to hear how beautiful your vocals are. Like, they're just really, really, I kind of think of them as like berries, like just really round and rich and beautiful.
And like, let's put it this way. I'm quite picky in regards to my music. I'm one of the harshest critics. I'm a singer myself, same with Ali. We both love our music and we love to perform. But when I listened to that track, when I listened to your voice, I was like, hot damn, like,
It was face melting.
My face turned to butter. It was unbelievable. I was like, my mind was blown. And so what I want to know, and I feel like what the people want to know, is where can we get this music? And will you be doing live shows? We want to know because we want to see you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, everything you just asked is a big yes. You can, my music's available. Like, it's all over Spotify. On my website, you can get vinyls. There's lots of new merch we just dropped and everything like that.
Oh, and, yesterday
we start. Oh, and vinyls. That's so sexy.
Yeah, really exciting. But yeah, we started a national tour of Australia today, which I'm really excited about. We've got Adelaide tonight, then Melbourne tomorrow, and then next week's Perth, and then the week after Sydney and Brisbane. So it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, but I'm very excited.
So you're jumping like East Coast, West Coast, back again. Damn.
Yeah. So should be a good run, though. I'm really excited.
We're very excited for you, mate. For those who do want tickets and want to grab some of his music and some of the merch, head to timejamesorgan.com, and he'll be performing here in Melbourne at Howler in Brunswick. I love that joint.
That's such a good venue.
Such a room. Saturday
night. You guys should come.
Oh, mate.
We might pull up. We might pull up.
We might bring the GC crew. We'll bring the entire show with us. But, Ty, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you all the best and continued success. And we're going to play Say No More now.
Thank you so much, Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you for being here. This is Say No More by Ty and James Organ. This is Get Serial on your Sneaky Fridays.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.